It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, October 27th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The renovation and remodeling of City Hall and the Police Department in Charles City will impact travel in the work area later this week. The City Engineering Department says the outside lane for eastbound traffic on Clark Street, the lane nearest to City Hall, will be closed to traffic for the installation of new storm sewer to the site. Work is expected to begin on Wednesday morning, with that section of the street to be remain closed for 2 days. Motorists are encouraged to avoid the area and utilize other routes to bypass the construction zone. Questions can be directed to the City of Charles City at 257-6300. During last week's City Council meeting, City Engineer John Fallows presented the Council with the latest payment request for the remodeling and renovation work.
Project keeps moving along. This month, it's the amount is $235,105.33, so to date, paid almost $1.75 million to Kingland for the project.
Fallows noted that crews continue to push to have exterior work finished in time to focus on the interior of the building during the winter months. The some $4 million project is on track for substantial completion by May 2026. Vote No signs against a $30 million bond referendum to make improvements, upgrades, and renovations to Charles City High School have been vandalized. Gordon Bogey with the Coalition for Better County Government reported the discovery Saturday morning of a pair of signs at Zeke's Construction that were spray-painted over. A report has been filed with law enforcement. Sources say a Vote Yes committee member reached out to clean up the mess and promptly did so. The bond measure will need a 60% supermajority yes vote to pass on November 4th. A southeast Minnesota man has been sentenced in the death of a northeast Iowa man in a UTV crash over a year ago. According to Minnesota court records, 51-year-old Brian Nelson of Harmony, Minnesota, struck and killed Cale Jackson of Cresco with his UTV. Nelson pleaded guilty to criminal vehicular homicide while operating a vehicle with an alcohol concentration of 0.08% or more. The crash happened in August 2024 in southeast Minnesota on Fillmore County Road 30 near Granger. Last Thursday, Nelson was sentenced to 180 days in the Fillmore County Jail, with him to serve 3 days every year on the date of the crash for 10 years. He was also ordered to pay more than $13,000 in victim restitution. A northeast Iowa man has been charged with attempted murder after he allegedly hit someone with his vehicle. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says it received a 911 call just after noon on Friday about an auto accident in the 500 block of Oak Street in Rowley. Deputies say 70-year-old Raymond Guinow of Rowley drove his vehicle off the road and intentionally struck an individual before crashing into a garage. BCSO says the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Guinow was booked into the Buchanan County Jail on a charge of attempted murder, a Class B felony. The incident remains under investigation. The Rowley and Quasqueton Fire Departments and AMR ambulance also assisted at the scene. A pair of Charles City men were both arrested for failing to serve their jail time in separate OWI convictions. Charles City Police say they conducted a warrant check in the 1000 block of Gilbert Street about 9 o'clock Wednesday night, resulting in the arrest of 46-year-old Santos Salinas. Court records show he was sentenced on an OWI conviction September 5th to serve 7 days in the Floyd County Jail, with 30 days in which to serve his time. Because Salinas failed to do so, a minimus warrant for his arrest was issued on Tuesday of last week, as was a minimus warrant for the arrest of 37-year-old Matthew Mullen. Court records show he was sentenced on an OWI conviction July 31st to 7 days in jail, but he also failed to serve his time within the 30 days allotted to him. Mullen was originally arrested for OWI by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office on April 12th with a blood alcohol content of 0.144%, almost twice the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. Salinas was arrested for OWI by Charles City Police on March 30th with a BAC of 0.229%, almost three times the legal limit. New Hampton Parks and Recreation alerting users of the Tribe Trail to a temporary closure for a section of the trail this week. Starting today, the Tribe Trail will be closed for a few days due to the city needing to run water and sewer lines. The impacted section is right west of Western Avenue along the berm of the school soccer fields. Park Rec asks to please avoid this area of the trail during this time. They are hopeful this section of the trail will be back in place and open by the following week. New Hampton Park Rec also began winterizing and closing up all park restrooms and fountains throughout the parks in the city, as well as along the trail. Most restrooms are now out of use after this past weekend. However, Kindness Square restrooms will stay open a bit longer. New Hampton Park Rec also recently received a donation towards the Park Rec Tuition Fund, with Harvest Church and the New Hampton Police Department presenting checks totaling over $700. The money represents proceeds from the free will lunch at this year's Faith in Blue concert at Picnic in Michelson Park on October 12th. The annual Spook Walk in Charles City hits a milestone in 2025.
It started all the way back in 1996, meaning this year, technically, is the 30-year anniversary, for which we're pretty excited.
That's Cameron Kronschnabel, who says they'll honor that anniversary with this year's theme of Spookwalk Time Machine.
Time Machine? That could be quite a few different things. I could picture it going back to the 90s, because that's when the Spookwalk started. I could picture lots of pop culture references, maybe like some Back to the Future kind of thing going on.
The local Halloween tradition, organized by Main Street Charles City, is for children up through 6th grade along with their families, and is free to attend from 4:30 to 6:30 this evening, with some 30 decorated treat stations along the trail through Riverfront Park. Due to the City Hall construction, the lineup for the Spook Walk will start in the normal spot near First Baptist Church, but will follow the Riverwalk under the walking bridge back towards Hot Shots. The parking lot by Hot Shots will be closed temporarily for safety during the event. A special early bird session for kids with sensory and crowd issues is slated to start at 4 o'clock. Kids had to be pre-registered for the early bird session. Otherwise, kids will go through with the general public at 4:30 this evening. In addition to candy and treats from display participants, First Baptist Church will be offering free hot dogs and hot chocolate while supplies last. In case of inclement weather, the Spook Walk event may be moved to Wednesday, October 29th. Watch for updates at Main Street Charles City on Facebook or call the Main Street office at 641-228-2335. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.